Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of the national political climate, it's about to get a whole lot more tense after Democrats in the House move just one step away from impeaching the president. We'll look ahead to the impeachment vote and the Senate trial.
Let's start with an impeachment vote teed up for next week. A.B. Stoddard is the editor and columnist at Real Clear Pictures. So looking ahead, A.B., to next week, I guess my question is, will any Republicans in the House defect from the GOP and vote for the articles of impeachment, and will any Democrats in the House defect and vote against?
I do think we're expecting a number of defections on the Democratic side. The two, Congressman Drew of New Jersey, Congressman Peterson of Minnesota, who voted against approving an inquiry more than, you know, whatever it was 6 weeks ago, and they might be joined by Congressman Cunningham from South Carolina 1 and some others who are representing districts that Trump won 2 years before they won them from Republicans. The feeling is it's not going to go, it's not likely to go beyond 10. The leadership can lose 18, I think, in the current numbers, and so it will pass. I do not expect any Republicans to support it. The ones that I was watching who represent districts Hillary won in 2016 have stayed in line. And it's an interesting, you know, it's an interesting debate when you think about them as members of Congress voting against obstruction of Congress, because it really is the creation of a precedent whereby the Congress's power as a check over the president will really be sort of disemboweled. If you think about how many subpoenas have been defied, no documents given, and testimony blocked. So it's an interesting vote for them. Not so much the abuse of power, but the one about their power as a separate and co-equal branch. But I don't expect any of them to vote with the Democrats.
Okay, so there's the vote. Now let's skip ahead to the trial. We've seen Mitch McConnell talking today saying, look, there's coordination with the White House. We all know how this is going to end. It's a weak case. There's also been the reporting that the president wants a big trial with Hunter Biden there and a bunch of witnesses. And McConnell says, no, this is going to go really quickly. And maybe we won't even hear from anybody. We'll just vote.
Right. And the reason for that is that this is a larger mess than the narrow and tailored two articles the Democrats came to consensus on. It involves Rudy Giuliani, who just came back from his capers in Ukraine to visit with the president today at the White House about his efforts to dig up dirt on Lord knows what with pro-Russian Ukrainian politicians. And the senators are not interested in the ability of the Democrats to call witnesses like Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, Vice President Mike Pence, or any others. And so the majority leaders made it clear to the White House that they need to make it as quick and brief and simple as possible, no witnesses, because it could boomerang. And at the same time is trying to gratuitously display by going on Sean Hannity last night for the president, for the audience of Trump world, that, you know, he is really basically taking, in so many words, his instructions from the defendant and the White House counsel. This is not a court of law. This is a political process. They can absolutely do this. I think that they are not concerned about the appearance that they're not trying to be impartial, that the outcome is cooked. And they have prejudged it, and everyone's sort of at peace with that.
All right. So the House votes to impeach, given. The Senate votes to acquit, given. The president will then run saying he was totally vindicated because of the Senate acquittal. The Democrats will run saying they're running against a president who was impeached by the House. So we're kind of right back where we started from, aren't we?
Well, there are interesting questions about what we will learn in the months to come. As I mentioned, there's a broader picture here. There's a federal criminal investigation into more Russian operations. Rudy Giuliani ring that involves Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman and others is funded by Russians. He is in a Russian money laundering investigation. He's been investigated for a very long time. We don't know what's going to come of it. So the president really does not have his finger on what the picture will look like, depending on what is revealed in the months to come about this wider scandal. But his acquittal will definitely fire up his base. It will help his fundraising. It will focus his voters. And then he will have to hope that 6 months later, between sort of March and September, that he has fixed the trade war, the economy, you know, the bull run is still running, and that we do not learn more about what went on. So that's really, you know, to say that it's a freeze frame at the conclusion of the trial to November 3rd in terms of, you know, whether or not it's a benefit to the president, I think it really, really is unclear because there will be more to come.
All right. A.B. Stoddard, editor, columnist, Real Clear Politics.